Blog Talk Radio.
And we're going on the air. Okay. And we are on the air now. And what is the story for today?
We got some great hot topics today. And one thing we're going to be dealing with today is this Hillary Clinton emails. I want to know, and we would like for everyone to call in, and we would like to have your take today on the FBI agents. Do you think he was wrong? But at the last minute, really, just say we really at the deadline almost, because he really didn't have no new information, but yet he says that he had to come forth. But what did you come forth with? You said that it may have something to do with the investigation that you closed, and it may not. But yet you put that out there. And also, let's remember, this FBI agent, he is a Republican. He is head of the FBI, and he is a Republican. So come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Here you go. 11 days you came out with this. All of a sudden, it's the race was tightening, and you needed an opening. So come on, I'm suspicious about this. I want to hear your take on it. I want to know, what do you think about it? What do you think?
Call in. Okay, the guest call in number is 602-753-1676. That's 602-753-1676.
Yes, because to me this is highly suspicious. A lot of people may not want to go and vote because of Hillary Clinton, cost Donald Trump. But I am telling people, your voice must be heard. I cannot stand, and I said again, I said I cannot stand a person to set up and complain, and then you keep a talking to them. Then you find out that they don't even assert their right to go vote. Talking about it's not going to matter. It do matter. I'm just highly offended by a person like that who want to have something to say, but yet you won't go search your rights to vote. That just don't make any sense. And we need to challenge that. We need to challenge it.
What do we do?
I'll put it like this. If you should challenge it by going down, if you don't want to vote for a president election, which I think is crazy and stupid because you should, but I think you should challenge it when you go down and vote for your local or city office. People don't realize a lot of these laws in Florida with down with George Zimmerman and different things that's happening in different little states, those are state laws. Those are like your governors and your mayors and stuff. We need to be able to vote and vote them out of office and put in people who that you have views with, not because they're white, not because they're black. Is people that you believe that have views just like you do. And like that's what I mean. That's what I'm saying. Challenge yourself to say, okay, I may not go down there for the election, but I am going because I know there are citywide election is going on. I need to not let anybody go there. I need to not let anybody go and pass laws and I don't do anything about it. And because your mayors and governors, you can vote them out. You don't like the way they do, vote them out. And that's what I mean by challenging them. It's good to sit up and talk, but don't just sit on the sidelines and don't do anything. Because really, I became really political active over 5 years ago, going on 6 years. And let me tell you how I came about. I was caught up in my own world, and everything was going fine for me. Until I saw these laws that the people passed where my granddaughters was taken away from me in the state of Minnesota by Liv and Steve Grosser, where they was paying them over $15,000 a month, and I have documents to prove it for 5 kids. So come on now. I wouldn't have never thought this would happen. And so I used to sit back and say, oh, I ain't think about it until it happened to me. So we got to change these laws. Laws got to be changed. And we need to not let Donald Trump come and steal this election. Donald Trump don't bit more care nothing about, he don't care nothing about the poor blacks. He don't care nothing about the poor whites. He don't care nothing about the poor Hispanics. Donald Trump only care about Donald Trump and how much money he can build his empire. And last night I was watching on CNN, I think it was CNN or 60 Minutes, one of them. I have to Google it and find it, where there was a politician that was in Russia, and he escaped from Russia and escaped to United States. And they write books. He writes newspaper articles, and he have wrote several books. And he had the news lady to play all Donald Trump rhetoric that what he's saying. Then he turned around and he played Putin's rhetoric, chill you to the bone. It's almost identical to Putin. And he was saying Donald Trump don't realize he said he playing with a dangerous grain. Said yes, Russia is interfering in the election. He said yes because Russia wants Trump to win because Trump is lining up with his views, and said Russia wants to be out from under the NATO. So if Russia get the NATO alliance broken up, Russia will really try to take over, but Russia is afraid to try to take over right now because they have a native alliance where if one country tries to take over, all the other countries rise up and help fight. They rise up and help fight. Now he can't do what he want to do. But if they break that allowance, that treaty they have, if you can get it broken, Russia can go over and take over and do what he want to do, Putin, because they don't fear the other countries. They don't fear the retribution. So Donald Trump is playing rat in his hand. And so he don't even realize Putin using him to get what he wants, and Donald Trump want to be able to take over and do what he want to do. So this is what I'm saying. We got to stand up. We got to stand up. People, you got to go to the polls and vote. Don't just sit back home. Black people, get fired up. Not only black people, white people, get fired up. If you for justice and right, get fired up. Our country is a country of the most greatest country in the whole wide world. And people say, why you say that? And the reason, let me call off why I can say that. Because we are free to go up and down the road. We are free to buy any kind of products any land, any want to. We can go anywhere we want to. We can say, we can disagree with our president and don't have to worry about being assassinated. We can agree with our leaders and don't have to fear retribution. Because think about it. Over in these other countries, if you get caught women dating and kissing and having consensual sex, you will be put to death. So this is why I'm saying we have the greatest country in the world, because we're free to do as we choose. And in the other countries, you can't do as you choose. You can't say nothing bad about the government. It's not you talking about overthrowing the government. It's just that you're saying the government, you don't agree with certain things. But you can't do that. But the United States let you say you have the right. You're not censured. You have the right to say whatever you want. Then you have the right to show whatever you want on TV. So we have the greatest country in the world. In order for us to continue to have the greatest country, we cannot elect people to tell us that we need to pull out the Native Alliance. I mean, that's mind-boggling, and people don't realize that. And yet they just don't realize it. Do we have any callers on the line?
Okay. Let's check. No questions yet.
Mm-hmm. And so, and that's all I'm saying. We got to be skeptical. We got to be very, very skeptical. I may not be saying the word proper, but you understand what I'm trying to say. We got to be skeptical of somebody at the last minute, 11 days, to bring this out. And Donald Trump used every trick in the book, and Donald Trump them accidentally, an email accidentally got out. Somebody's conscience got the best of them, and they linked it to the news media about how Donald Trump and them have a plan to suppress the black vote. Then they said Donald Trump and them, Russia got a system set in place that when you go to the poll and they're not going to be able to find your name on the poll. A lot of the black people, Russia are going to be wiped off a lot of the people's names, and they're not going to be able to find you in the computer. So listen at this. They got a lot of schemes going. And whatever way that it takes, anytime, whatever takes for him to win, that's what he's going to do. Anytime a man tell you, you can grab a woman pussy because he got the money to, who would want somebody in office that's saying you're going to grab somebody's pussy? I mean, that's just horrible. Now you take Hillary and Bill. Let me tell you something. Hillary couldn't help it what her husband do. Just like, ladies, hear the sound of my voice. A lot of us got husbands, and they have cheated, and we hadn't left. And we got a lot of women, husbands cheated, and they left. But that was your choice. You can't help what your husband done, and you can't hold me for what my husband do. But let me be clear to say this. Tell me what wife gone to have lunch with her husband's whore or mistress, however you want to call it, and be buddy buddies. You're not going to be happy with that woman. And that's what trying to say Hillary Clinton was being so mean and so disrespectful to the women. Are y'all stupid? Are y'all stupid? What woman gonna be friendly with her husband's whore? I know I wouldn't. And you can't beat me up in church, but I ain't gonna be friendly with my husband's whore. So you tell me what they trying to say, that she vilified the woman. Okay, come on now. We gotta get up. Okay, come on, people. We gotta get up off of this. We gotta get out there and vote. We gotta make a difference. And we can't stay silent. If you stand silent, that means you agree with the status quo. Time for a change.
Taking action, taking action. That's what it's all about.
That's right. It's time for action. It's time for us to get up and do something. Young people, get up off of your tails and do something. Get up off and be politically correct. Do something. Don't just sit back and not do anything. Young people, we need to do something. We need to do something. We need to stand up for what is right. And that's what we need to do. We need to do that. And then another thing, what are we going to do when the election is over? What are we going to do when the election is over? Are we going to just go back and continue to stay silent? No. We need to stay active in our community. We need to be being local in our community. We need to stand up. That's all I'm saying. I mean, I just want to get this out today about the election, because time is pushing up on us. It is pushing up on us about the election, and we need to get out and vote. It's very important, and people don't just get back and say my vote ain't gonna count. Your vote will count. Your vote will make a difference. So when you hear the sound of my voice, let's make a change. Please, please, let's make a change. Don't just not do anything. Let's make a change. Let's make a
Absolutely.
Difference.
Absolutely. And one way we can make a change, true voting, and also getting involved in organizations in your community. The Million Women March Universal Movement just had its annual 19th year event in Philadelphia. And so we're gearing up for the Million Women March for commemoration, 20-year commemoration. So people need to be looking at that, thinking about how they can take care of working on some really important factors. And so checking out that is a really important thing, and that's going to be October. 1 year from now, people can save up a little bit at a time and send out a bus in your area to the site, and it will be determined where the site will be, either in New York, Washington, D.C., or Philadelphia, one of those three states, at the end of December of this year. So that's another way to get involved in something that's going to impact. Because this year,
really good.
They went to the United Nations, and we are declaring genocide at the United Nations. And this is the decade of the African American woman, of the African woman, actually, I should say. So, Women United is in solidarity with them and working on that. And you can certainly call us at 202-907-3514 for more information on the 20-year commemoration of the Million Women March, which will be 2017, October. Another way to get involved.
That is very good. You absolutely correct, Isahat. We need to get involved in our local organization and hook up with some go and see what organization lines up with what you want to do. And
right.
that's
we
who you seek
active.
Out but with. And that's what we need to do. I really think that's what we need to do.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
We need to. And then I would like to address another hot topic I have right now. We need to talk about how can we, now this is a problem I'm having on my end in my community in Mississippi. We need to get local teachers, local people who are retired from education, out of the education field. We need to get started to going and volunteer and setting up a tutoring program. Go back in your community. I must put this out.
Mm-hmm.
We need to go back and set up a tutoring program. A tutoring program in our community. Churches, you need to quit fattening your pocketbook and worrying about your pocketbook so much. Start giving back to the community. Kids need to be tutored now. Kids need to be helped. This is another way we can give back to our community. And we need to do this. It's time for us to give back to the community. And we need to set up designated places to tutor kids, kids who are struggling in their reading, in their writing, and different things. Let's get back in our community in the tutoring part. We need to do that. We need to go back to having tutoring in our community. The years ago, I heard people say it took a whole village to raise a kid. And back then, everybody helped raise. We need to get back, start going back, and getting some tutoring. If somebody can give me some advice on how to get a tutoring program started free of charge. We do not want to charge anybody free of charge. How can we do this? How can we set up tutoring programs? We need to give back.
Well, that's going
to
be part of
it. We need to do
this
in our community.
I
heard in the white community, a lot of the big churches, they have very, very good tutoring program. Almost 5 days a week, different ones come in and volunteer and tutor. And the black community, I'm saying where I live, we do not have any hard tutoring programs. We need to get something done. Tutoring.
Wow,
so
that's
something
that's
I
part
want
of
to
the million
if
woman
anybody
march.
Can call and give me some advice on that, how to assist me going by and setting up a tutoring program for after school people of all color, all races, please contact me at Dorothy Dunning on Facebook. Send me a message.
Okay.
Because I know Icy Hot have been in the education the field for many, many years. And I know she may have some good ways to go by setting up a tutoring program. So after tonight, Icy Hot, when you get a chance, you contact me. Now let me move on to my next topic. I got a great topic. There was one of Donald Trump's supporters. It had made the news. Don't take my word for it. Go and look it up on the news. It had made the news that one of Donald Trump's supporters got a black woman who who was mentally ill and had her to go and break up Donald Trump's star, where they put the Hollywood stars at. They paid the young lady to break it up. Then they went in and filmed it and said that there was a black person destroying Donald Trump's sign.
Oh, is he on there? Okay.
Restoring his star. So they got this homeless, mentally ill woman to do this. Then they videoed it and sent it around to all the Get Donald Trump supporters worked up and said the black lady, the black people was going around and tearing up Donald Trump stuff. And now they have been arrested, one of Donald Trump's supporters. Then we have another one of Donald Trump's supporters. We have another one of his supporters where the young lady she had a Donald Trump sign in her yard, and her took two dummies. I don't know what they paint them, Mexicans or black, because they didn't have them black, they had them brown. And they got them hanging in their front yard with a rope around their neck and got Donald Trump signs all over their yard. Something is going on. Do we want somebody in office? Do we want somebody in office like this? I don't think so. I know I wouldn't. Who is bringing out the worst in people? We want a president to bring us together.
And I don't, on that note, we're going to be signing off in 2 minutes, so we should probably wrap up our statements and give the information that we need to the listening audience.
Oh, okay. We're getting off early today?
Oh, no. We have used our time.
Huh?
We'll do it 2 o'clock, yes.
Oh, okay. We'll get off at 2, okay. Well, please let me wrap up. This is my last statement for today. I must go back to the election. We must get out and vote. Your vote do count. You have one vote. And vote. Please get out and vote. This is what I'm saying. Please get out and vote.
And
you have one vote.
It might be a good idea for them to go and vote for early voting if people have to work, because the polls will probably be very full. So people can do
Absentee ballot, that's very good. And then also, if anybody said again, let me say it again, in your community, let's set up some tutoring programs. We need to get this set up to help kids in our community that disadvantaged and need help being assisted with their math, their reading, their science, anything that they need help on. If you've been a former educator, even if you haven't been an educator, we want honest people around kids. We don't want people with shady passes around kids. We want people to start to setting up tutoring programs after school to help kids. Please, take the time and do this. This is my thought for today.
Thank you, and we'll see you all back here next week, same time, same place. And thank you. We appreciate you all, your discussion and great work. So join an organization in your area. Have a great day.
Oh.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Aisha Hunt, for your program that you have for people to get a great understanding. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day.